these chickens, they lay something they usually have for breakfast. Okay. A male pig is called a
boar.
Alright, are there any other names that we might use in Utah for a male pig?
I don't think so.
Okay. The male horse that you use to breed.
Get a stud in.
Okay. The female horse is called a. Okay. A male horse that runs wild might be called a.
What did you say?
A horse that runs wild is called a. Bucking.
Wonderful.
A horse that's a cross between, or an animal that's a cross between a horse and a mule is called.
Jackass.
Okay. Another name for that might be.
Jenny, I think so. Female.
Okay. And the mother of the Jenny would be called a. Okay, you have the horse, and you have the. Okay, the Jenny is a cross between a horse and a.
Yeah.
Okay. And a small mule might be called a.
Donkey.
Okay, donkey. And down in Mexico, they have little Jennies. They're not really Jennies because it's not part of this, but I'd say, I think this is one of these I'm going to have to have you read to. Number 21.
She has.
Oh, okay. The one that.
Burl.
I couldn't figure out how to get that one out. Do you have more than one horse on your farm?
No.
Okay. If you did have a lot of horses, let's say you were going on a cattle drive, what would you call those horses together? A string of horses. And I guess back in the West, they call them a Remuda. Or a cabby. Or a string. I don't know, I haven't heard of either. Okay. When your dairy cattle had calves, you'd have probably some good calves and you'd have some bad calves. What would you call the bad calves?
Cows.
Okay. And if you had sheep and you had some bad sheep, what would you call them? Bad lambs. Okay. If you wanted to make. What's the difference between a bull and a steer?
Bulls. And had his jewels taken out.
Okay, what do you call it when you have them take the jewels out? Let me take.
Well, they castrate them.
Okay. So what would you call a castrated
steer?
Okay, and a castrated pig?